my name on the back of my belt. Believe there's a God to save me from hell. And dirt roads are made for country boys like me.
They took her baby.
Don't believe in politically correct.
She had her baby.
If you want a piece of me,
CPS took her.
Better have a set. A rifle and a four-wheel drive is all I need.
Okay, let's get me a rhythm.
January.
Nelson's gonna let him bleed today. He's going into shock.
And it's good for you. Take your Terramax today.
President business enveloped by a cloud of drones descending from the sky.
That's the most disorganized.
I would never let my kids read Chronicle SU.
Yep, I said, Nelson's bleeding today.
And I'll say it right to the camera, stop it.
Hold it, mate.
Run, please.
You want to do this right now?
I write to the propaganda for the right wing.
You are fake news.
And I smoke in the weed.
You're gonna get this Terramax out. You're gonna live a clean life.
Yes, I go into a dissociative state because
you're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the Terramax and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Sack.
Welcome to another frightening episode of Radio Hate by Internet Chronicle. Radio Hate and Internet Chronicle are brought to you proudly by Liebel Droker Incorporated. Liebel Droker, people owning people. Tonight's top story, Roseanne Barr stages the largest virtual freakout in Internet history. Obituary author Kilgore Trout is here with details and exclusive reality-shattering insights into Roseanne's decline into madness. But first, is Google ignoring your Internet rights? The answer to that, according to one internet researcher, is no, you are. Dr. Angstrom Troubadour, lead internet researcher for Internet Chronicle, recently began using tabs in Firefox because he didn't know after increasing his productivity for the first time he would become more virile and more potent in bed. He began to freak out. Little did Troubadour know this is an intended effect of the many fine Liebel Droker products he developed. The experience, he said, has left his life in shambles, while polling suggests his shambles stand in ruin. Today, Roseanne Barr defied a self-imposed Twitter ban by reactivating her account and tweeting defiantly, "So I'm staying on Twitter to try and help build a movement of grassroots people who wish to solve the problems of this neighborhood, the USA," and she used the number 2 for 2. Kilgore, what does this mean?
Well, good God.
Is she our next president?
It means all kinds of things to all kinds of people. It could be she will be the next president. Could be that she just lost her job, that's all. I think she killed herself.
You wrote her obituary in which you state plainly that she did in fact kill herself by autoerotic asphyxiation, was it?
Yeah.
Which means that she was like hanging herself from a rope while she diddled her clitoris?
I didn't see the video.
There's a video.
She took it in the mirror, apparently. God.
Dude, really? Let me go check this out.
No, it was swiped, man. You can't find it anywhere.
You can't even find this on Internet Chronicle?
I mean, were you trying to go look up Roseanne's snuff film?
Let's see.
In the middle of our podcast here?
I just can't contain myself. But anyway, so Tom Arnold has got her money now. Is that it?
Yeah.
What's he going to do with that money?
He's an executor of the will, and he's got to put her money into into the ADL.
He's got to put his money where her mouth was.
Yeah, I guess so.
You remember how she was offended by Jessica's swastika tattoo? That means she can't be racist, right?
No, times sure have changed, haven't they? That's what everyone says.
Back in the day, she'd be offended by a squiggly line on an old vagrant's knuckle. But nowadays, she seems to be like, she's just one of those, like, I'm telling it like it is, playing a character that tells it like it is kind of women. But it seems kind of thin, right? Like, that's really her, too.
Well,
there's no irony in it.
From my perspective here, I made this hilarious story about chemtrails. Monsanto is putting additives into jet fuel to crop dust our nation's products so that only their stuff can grow. And of course, Roseanne goes on Joe Rogan, and he, is talking to her about all kinds of things, and she brings it up appropriate of nothing, out of nowhere.
Drops it like a big turd on the table.
And it's not a joke. They don't laugh at it. She just wants to scare you with it. That's the thing. She's using what to me is a joke, as a scare tactic.
You're saying she was referencing a conspiracy story you had written on Joe Rogan.
Well, you could put it that way if you want to.
And then
it's stronger than a reference. It's a full paraphrase.
And then she was passing it off like as if to scare him.
It's scare the whole audience. She was talking to the world there.
And young Jamie. I bet he was scared most of all because of how young he is.
I don't know who he is.
He's their engineer who sits there clicking through pictures and stuff.
Well, she was of interest to Anon. You would say she's an Anon, right? You could say she's with Anonymous, right?
She is with Anonymous. She herself has stated full undying support to Anonymous.
That's right.
She's their strongest ally right now. You could say she's the spokesperson of Anonymous.
What do you think she thinks about QAnon?
She's probably for him, right? He's like a freedom fighter to her.
Yeah.
Like she would, she would start a pretty good Facebook campaign for QAnon. And I think it could be relatively successful. Could get her a presidential bid.
You know, I can't turn her anywhere without seeing her name attached to everything. Even
it's
WikiLeaks.
On everything. The fucking pill company is ragging on her, saying, idiot, whatever, our pills don't cause racism. When she tried to blame Ambien, she told Joe Rogan that she was on Ambien when he talked to her on the phone.
Yeah.
And that she's, like, out of her mind. But now she's dead.
Yeah, I think it hit her harder than she recognized at first. A real sleeper type of situation.
And, what's weird is, the media was so quick to jump on her and attack her. But now that she's dead, you don't hear anything about her death. They're not even talking about it. It's like, it's really weird what's going on.
Yeah, another big cover-up, right?
I mean, I'm just saying.
That's like that time they Julian Assange used his alt account and that got banned. You knew it was the real deal then.
You knew it was war.
Yeah.
When they ban your alt account, what if they ban you temporary? What message does that send when they ban temporarily an alt account that you control? Like, why would they waste their time with a temporary ban like they do? Today, Roseanne Barr defied a self-imposed Twitter ban.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that before every time. I'm quitting Twitter. The only person so far, I think, who stuck to it was Ta-Nehisi Coates.
Louis C.K. also stuck to it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When did he quit Twitter?
Years ago.
Oh.
Many years ago, like 4 or 5 now.
He probably saw it coming.
Yeah. And his reason for quitting was he was using it to write and publish his worst, shittiest material because there was no other place for it. So it was just going into Twitter, and it was like that was all he was using it for.
He wasn't getting enough followers quickly enough to satisfy him. And
yeah.
he got fed up with it and quit.
I don't want to jerk off in front of these people.
Yeah, it wasn't working out for him. It's not quite his venue.
Lebel Joker. People owning people. But now, do you think... Dude, I went and looked at Louis C.K.'s subreddit today, right? And yeah. People are on there like, when can we just move past this and get over it?
It's still on the Reddit.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And it's the most
That's
upvoted.
Great.
And anytime somebody's like, hey, what you're saying is kind of monstrous, there'll be somebody else to be like, don't you tell me it was consensual. They'll say it was consensual. I don't know, man. Because... if the person like has any kind of effect over the money you stand to make, then they are kind of in a position where it's you might feel like you have to say yes to the guy wanting to jerk off in front of you. And that could probably be pretty unpleasant if you really do find him physically revolting, which he is. Like, what if Roseanne Barr wanted to do that?
What if Roseanne... she doesn't let... men with who have transitioned into women, trans women, that is, she doesn't want their dicks in her bathroom,
she won't let their
right?
That's dicks what she go wrote near her bathroom.
Tweet, right? Yeah, she wrote a tweet where she doesn't want any dicks in her bathroom and she called them men.
She doesn't care how neatly
her.
You might have that shit tucked away if you like, you just can't bring it in there.
Let me look it up. Roseanne's tweets.
You have that thing tucked between your legs.
Pointing, about transsexuals.
Pointing backwards.
Gender-carrying non-conforming character. Seems designed to appease anti-trans feminists. What?
Just tell me, man. Can I go in the bathroom or not?
Nah.
Can I let my daughter go in the bathroom? I remember living in the South and hearing those people say, like, walk around, like, loudly saying, like, I don't want no man in my bathroom with my daughter. And we're just like, yeah, dude. And everybody was, like, agreeing with him, like, that's what I'm saying, man. That's what I'm talking about. Because he was the alpha guy anyway, and he was, like, next in line in power and...
He was the authority of the town.
He had big old voice. And everybody agreed with him. These scrappy rednecks followed him behind. They can't even keep up with a hammer or a drill or something.
I talked to a real good old boy today, and he brought a little keepsake from Vietnam into the wood shop. He wanted us to... I don't know what he wanted to do with it. He was just showing it, maybe.
Danny?
Old Danny brought in this little helicopter he made. It was a helicopter that indigenous Vietnamese people made for him.
Nice.
Out of mahogany. And it was beautifully carved. Perfectly. And with great details in it as well.
Yeah.
And he had to haggle the guy down from $10 to $3. And wow. He told me that the guy who made it, you know, he got arrested and jailed for a year because he was launching mortars at night to make the army think there was a Viet Cong there when there really wasn't. Wow. So that he could keep selling stuff and keep the economy booming in his village.
What a fucking genius.
And they caught him. He had a trap door on his roof where he would launch his mortars out of. And they were like, come on, you aren't even aiming at us. And he's like, yeah, that's the point.
Yeah, he's just spamming them into the air.
Yeah.
And he's in prison to this day?
No, he only did a year. That's what he said. Pretty good story, right?
Did you see the video today of the kid who goes in and he clears out a building because they think it's this fucking live streamer? Because they think he's brought a bomb.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, dude.
Did he get SWAT teamed?
No. It's worse than that, man. It's fucking... hang on. I've got the full clip right here. This shit is so crazy. This guy has a fucking live stream because he's a douchebag. And... people donate, and the donations make it say stuff. His audio is of a bomb counting down. And the guy has a beard, and he makes these people think that, you know. He just walks into this room.
Okay, sorry, I'm late.
And... and he starts the audio
attention.
Recording. I posted it in the chat.
Oh, okay.
At 40 seconds, it makes the first sound.
C4 has been successfully activated. Bomb detonation countdown successfully started.
Do I really... what is this relevant? Is this, we gotta watch
this? Yeah,
this
happened today.
Oh, I see. Well, listeners, today, Arab Andy's arrested.
Yeah, he's got arrested for this shit. Dude, the room just clears out when the bomb counts down. It starts at 40 seconds. It's nuts.
Why did he do a fake bomb?
Because he's a fucking asshole, man. And now he's going to prison for a long time. But he's a douchey live streamer, man. Like, that's the real reason.
He was doing this for...
yeah, for views.
Oh my god.
Can you believe this dumb motherfucker?
And then later in the video, he's
arrested. Yeah. And he even gets arrested really badly, like dangerously, as if, you know, because he kind of defies them for a minute. For views.
No, bro. What are you doing, bro?
Hey, just listen to the officer. Put your hand behind your back, okay?
I didn't do anything wrong, bro. They took... oh, bro. Hey,
get your hand back here. Get your hand back there, sir.
Come on, bro. I didn't do anything, bro.
Terrorist
video,
gag.
Bro. I recorded it.
The old, I'm the racist, look at me.
And he's like, I didn't do anything, bro. Look, I recorded it. You can look at my recording.
You're going to jail.
Yeah. Like, the cops are gonna look at it and be like, oh, he didn't do anything.
It was hilarious. No, they're going to be like, oh yeah, he made a bomb threat.
Yeah, here he is. He made evidence of himself.
Okay, so Arab Andy. Not very funny. Isn't very funny, Arab Andy.
Nobody thought that was funny. It's kind of creepy and sad to see what it looks like the moments before people think they might die, where they're all just laughing and kind of... breaking the tension, like something weird's happening, but we're being cool about it. And then they hear that bomb, the word bomb, and it's ticking down.
Beep, beep.
And they run, dude.
Yeah,
that's so fucked up.
Too much about that.
Yeah, what a dumbass. But that's what live streamers are, man. It's these fucking people that go around just, you know, shooting everybody around them like they all want to be in your stupid video.
And you know what happens? The white guys actually all have bombs. They actually do real bombings in their neighborhoods constantly.
You mean like black churches and stuff?
No, I'm talking about the King of Random. You ever heard of Grant Thompson? You ever heard of him?
No.
He's a YouTube star who just makes bombs and stuff all the time.
And blows them up in his neighborhood.
Yeah. And he didn't have a permit.
He did it without a permit.
Yeah.
So that's it, though. I mean, he got a little slap on the
charges
wrist.
Charges hanging over his head.
He's in trubs. He's in not as bad trouble as Arab Andy, who just got arrested after his bomb countdown joke. Airbnb.
Yeah.
Yo, just look at the video, man. You'll see I was just yelling fire in a crowded theater. There wasn't really a fire.
That's free speech, baby. It's America.
I thought this was America. So, yeah, but he's also playing up the Arab thing, like, where...
of course. If it has any joke to it, you have to be Arab to understand. Yeah,
if it has any legs.
Yeah. White people just aren't going to get it. It's a little too steep for them.
Can't you grow out a beard? So, what's her face is going to go on Joe Rogan tomorrow, and what are they going to talk about?
She's going to blow the fucking lid off of it. She's just going to... I don't know what she's going to... the hell she can say.
She's going to... Well, first of all, she's going to reference her death hoax.
Yeah, she's going to walk in and be like, listen, Chronicle SU is really fucking with me right now. Accused me of stealing their bits. I didn't even know it was a joke.
I didn't even know it was a joke.
I thought it was a real website. I'm Roseanne. I'm Trump's voters, and Chronicle SU fooled me.
You know what sucks, though, is when there was a time when she could have just been a crackpot, but like in a not-so-unhealthy way, where she could have just been like a fun conspiracy nut.
Yeah.
But she had to go and get serious about it. And it sucks when people get, like, way too super serious about stuff.
Well, if they like it and enjoy it and it's good for the world and stuff, what's wrong with that?
It wasn't, though.
Yeah, that's true. It's really bad for everybody.
It is bad for her. That's the real thing. It's like she's doing this to herself.
She used to be so good.
Well, she was likable and relatable to a degree.
I liked her show.
Yeah, I liked her show too.
We all liked her show, and now we go back and look at it, and it's like watching The Cosby Show.
Yeah. It's not like The Cosby Show.
It's like watching Louis C.K.
Do you find it harder to enjoy Lucky Louis? Because I know... You don't actually watch Louis C.K. anyway, though. You don't care about Lou.
I've watched Louis plenty of times.
Can you watch him now?
Sure, I can watch. I mean, it's just a little weird.
Is it harder? Is it more difficult to bring yourself to climax now that you know what he's...
Nah. You just have this weird bad feeling with it that goes along with it all. So you know a little too much about him.
Yeah. I found that the less I know about people I like, the more and the easier it is to like them, the more I like them.
Well, that's kind of shallow, isn't it?
Well, no, because you're also not learning about, like, you know, bad stuff that they don't like about themselves, maybe. And you don't have to play that up.
Well, I mean, wouldn't authentically knowing them be knowing some of that, too?
Actually, I ought to just bring people in close and demand to know some.
Immediately, yeah.
Tell me.
As soon as you meet them.
Tell me about the darkness inside you.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Show me your darkness. That's a good way to meet people. Show me your darkness.
Let's get straight to the part where we fight all the time.
Let's cut right to the chase where we're at each other's throats. Over the smallest. That's a good way to meet people. Bring them in close so you can smell each other's breath. Lock eyes with them. Demand a secret.
Yeah, that's kind of like driving on the wrong side of the road, ain't it?
That's kind of like living in England.
That's what they do in England?
Yeah. They drive on the other side of the road, and they pull each other in close.
And whenever they go on their first date, that's the closest they'll ever be in their whole relationship.
This is intimacy.
They just pour it all. They do a Vulcan mind meld on the first night. And then from then on, it's all downhill.
They go forehead to forehead, and their third eyes become one.
Exactly, yeah.
And it's all downhill from there. Kids, retirement, 401k. Vacations to Maui. Smoking that Maui Wowie.
Yeah, you got me with that Maui Wowie. That's a good one.
Yeah. There's this really good Hawaiian ukulele player I like. Her name is Taimani Gardner.
She's your Maui Wowie, huh?
She's my Maui Wowie, my baby.
Holy fuck.
She's my baby in the Pacific. And I wrote her an email to tell her how much I like her music and that she's like the most beautiful woman I've ever seen and everything.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to marry her.
You went a little Vulcan mind meld on her, didn't you?
And that I told her I'd send an Uber to pick her up at the airport if she accepts. No, I didn't say that.
Just being really specific.
But we're supposed to Uber.
Okay, listen. No taxi for you.
Yeah, I'll send an Uber. It'd be a guy in a black Honda. I put the kids on an Uber when I sent them away from the train station. My brother and sister.
Yeah.
And I slammed the door shut and I'm like, I just sent them off in a car with a guy. Like, he could really do anything he wants between the station and their house.
So could a taxi driver.
Right.
Why do you trust him less than a normal taxi or a bus, maybe?
The taxis have a union that does background checks, and Uber doesn't background check their drivers.
What do you mean? Uber doesn't background check their
drivers?
They
don't.
There are. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And the guy, and I said, I texted them to make sure everything was cool. And Nate said that the guy gave Jordan a candy, like a mint.
All right.
Yeah. And I gave her shit for taking candy from strangers. Called her a noob. That was pretty funny, though.
Nowadays, you get in the car and then you take the candy from strangers.
I tipped him the maximum amount, like before the ride had even finished, I think.
Shit.
I don't know if I could do that, but I feel like I might have done something like that. Like, and that was like, don't kill these kids money.
Yeah, he'll wait for the poor kids because he's a classic serial killer. Jesus.
Because they're not going to come after the poor kids.
Definitely not.
But, like, if he abducts a little rich white girl, all the police and the SWAT team, there's going to be helicopters with their searchlights down on the forest while people with dogs go underneath the canopy. The kid whose parents couldn't afford to tip the Uber, he just he gets like an honorable mention in the back page of the newspaper. It's in the crime log. Hey, did another tree recently fall at your property?
No.
Oh, I'm thinking of Randy. Dude, a tree fell at Randy's house.
Well, a tree fell 2 weeks ago.
That's recently.
Okay. And
is it a big tree?
Oh, it was tremendous. And it crossed the entire creek.
Wow.
And it took out power lines. And then, even as we speak, it's what happened is the creek rose up and it was damming this torrential flood. This giant log, and the water had so much pressure behind it that it got ripped downstream in this tremendous cracking event.
Wow.
And it got sucked back and it ripped out part of the wires again, but it still works somehow.
Still got power?
Yeah, we're fine.
Man, you guys are cooking over there. Trees falling down and shit, but you're fine.
You should have seen it get. It just got cleaned up on its own, too.
Were you able to ignore the problem and it just worked itself out? The tree is like downstream now, so everything's cool?
For us. Whoever's. God forsaken. Wherever it landed, man, it probably ain't no good.
Yeah. Yeah, they're in. Did you say that this tree almost damaged the other house over there?
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
came damn close.
Trees, man. I don't trust them. They stand tall.
No, I don't trust them. I don't trust no trees.
Randy would be like, something is going on, man. Tree's falling. And he'll go off into his conspiracy stuff. Because a tree recently fell and it just clobbered this little shed next to their house.
You say it was the feds? Who was it?
No. He has no faith in the environment or the earth or nature. He thinks like nature is just rotting away under his toes.
Y'all, really?
Yeah.
He's like, things ain't what they used to be. But he's seen this horrible degradation through his life, though, of the national forest there, right?
All around
him. Hasn't it gotten better?
It used to be lush and thick and fucking dense, almost a jungle around you.
Yeah.
And it's gotten thinned out considerably, man. The place is, you know, it's getting developed and stuff. But it's also drying out. It's drier everywhere. I survived those wildfires. We did the fucking wildfire podcasts.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are pretty funny. I still laugh when I think about, I was singing, I can't remember. I was singing some song and then you sang the wrong lyrics to it. We're going to let it all hang out. What's that song? And we're going to let it all hang. And you said loose.
Well, I'm going to let it all hang loose.
But it's like a, you know, I don't know. I'm too baked. I can't even think of the song.
Well, this one will be good for our listeners. Not this joke right here is a classic.
What's that?
I don't remember the song. We're going to all let it hang. Oh, yeah.
It's like Saturday night. We're going to let it all hang out. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. Well, yeah, type it in. Type in, let it all hang out.
Yeah, after midnight.
We're going to have it all hang loose. That's what I...
Yeah, and you said we're going to let it all hang loose.
All right, stop it. Stop it. Yeah, hang down.
Yeah, that's gross. Yeah, hey, Marv. Stop grossing us out with your fucking Eric Clapton interpretation. But, and we talked about, we briefly alluded to, some other wonderful things, like the mountain radio that I used to listen to over there. That fucking nasty old preaching and stuff. And the creepy kids singing their, like, they're weird religious.
That was my favorite recording we've ever had associated with this podcast.
It's rich with.
I was hearing you driving around.
Man, we was cruising. And we used some of that cruising audio in the intro now.
That's good.
It is good stuff. And I think I was able to make like at least two uploads of it. And then I put the rest of it at the end of our one about Trump, where I went to the Trump rally, the hate protest. Not the rally. It was the fucking when they protested Trump last year when he came back to New York for the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I put the rest of those Tennessee tapes at the end of that show.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good place, Sandy.
It's a little Easter egg there for the fucking shit-eating people that listen to this. You know, we have no way of knowing how many people listen to the show or anything like that. Because we're not tracking that. We conform to the...
We are the NSA.
Right, we conform. Valley.
Well, we think we are Facebook.
We're good in Europe, dude. We don't even have to do a privacy policy update. That's how good in Europe we are.
We should move to Europe. That's what I'm talking about.
I'll tell you off the air, but we kind of have.
What are you talking about?
The fucking dude. We're not. It doesn't matter. I can say it here.
Are we on the air?
Yeah. We
Wait, we're live? People can listen to us live?
We're about to take callers.
No, we aren't.
No, I'm just kidding. But look, dude, I am buying a mixer, and I'm going to have a mixer in here, and no joke, we will be able to take callers and shit.
Oh, that's cool. That's great news for the show.
Yeah, and...
That'll be advanced.
Oh, man. Dude, we'll get Chris Nemelka on.
He'll never come on this show. He promised he would go on any show in the whole world, but he won't come on this show or even acknowledge us. How does that teach you about Humanity Party? More like the Inhumanity Party.
Ooh. He's like cut us off, man. That's Have right. you heard
Chris
from
Chris Nemelka? He doesn't talk to us anymore. He has been confounded by the Internet Chronicle.
He said it couldn't be done.
You didn't think it could be done, but Christopher Nemelka was confounded. Left speechless and without anything to say at all.
I wonder about him because I haven't heard anything about him lately. Is it time for an Internet Chronicle update on Chris Nemelka? What's going on with his blog? Are you able to look at it? Because I forgot what it's called. Chris Nemelka blog.
It's shut down.
Oh, okay.
I don't do that no more.
He went dark.
It went dark, yeah.
So. Is he not on Facebook either? I'll check Facebook. I've got this fake account. I'm his friend on the fake account. Let me see. No, I think he's gone. He's gone from Facebook too. I think he's done, man.
You think it's a financial ripoff?
Is this the end of an era?
What's he done?
He probably disappeared with somebody's money.
He did one of those things where he demanded everybody's life savings.
Oh.
As a matter of loyalty.
Yeah. So he's disappeared for a while. He'll come back, though, because he's been doing this since, what, the late 80s?
Yeah.
So this is not the last we've seen of Chris Nemelka. He's just spending that money, dude, getting some sweet, sweet tail somewhere, probably out in Maui.
California.
California. I
remember him tweeting about that.
California knows how to party. He's out there killing it. While we're in here, just a couple cucks on the Internet Chronicle. Not killing it. We don't have Maui bitches.
Oh, you don't.
We don't have people's social security accounts. Maybe you do?
total power of attorney over hundreds of people.
You know, we keep getting hounded by these people that want to advertise for like $2 a month. We should tell them to give us their socials.
They've promised us some good CPMs.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah. Well, but then they do come around and admit that they can't meet those numbers. They tell you, dude, they're so used to telling that to people that don't even know what it means. And they come to us and they think that we're just a couple of dick bags because we're on their list, right? So we must be. And
give me 50 bucks if you're going to make that many CPMs up front. I want
right.
it up front.
Yeah.
50 and then bucks, that's all I asked.
And then they say, yeah, you're right. Like, we probably can't.
If we're going to make that in a month, give us 50 bucks up front. And then we'll put your ads in.
That's really not that much either. Like, if our listeners, you know, our listeners could afford that. The fucking deadbeat bums that they are.
Right.
It costs less than HBO to advertise at Internet Chronicle.
That's right. Advertise with Chronicle SU 50 bucks a month.
That's actually, I never really thought about it until just now, but that is a really good fucking deal.
Such a great deal. I can't believe more people aren't just spamming us with money. Like, it's just not that much.
So we do have Axis Flip, Crypto Financial. They've got a website redesign coming up.
Hey, you can't go. They got to pay us for airtime on the radio.
Oh, no, they pay us.
No, they got to pay us more if they want to get on the radio. That's another thing. You want to get on our podcast, have us mention you in an ad?
That's 50.
That's 50. Just for one podcast. 50. Yeah, that's a 50. Maybe we can not edit them out as a sign of they're good customers to us.
That's the freebie. That's your first free one.
We're not going to edit it out this time. That'll be there. We'll bleep it out next time, though.
Crypto cash.
That happens.
Have you ever witnessed the birth of multiple universes, only to realize you were too stoned to verbalize it to your friends? That's why Legal Joker Labs has invented Mind Over Matter to pattern out your logic trees in real time, so you can share it with your friends and trusted family members. upload your philosophical renderings to Facebook and Twitter. Mind over matter can be inserted directly into the brainstem and is powered by any wall outlet. Your thoughts. Forgot what you were thinking? No problem, because Mind Over Matter offers a fully interactive and comprehensive read-write experience. Just turn a dial with your thoughts and select how far back in the past you wish to go. And Mind Over Matter overwrites your current state of mind with previous mental states. It's magic! Repeat as many times as necessary. Go back as far as you like. Mind Over Matter should not be used by children or people over 70. This product is not a toy. Mind Over Matter has been shown to cause irreversible psychological damage to people who insist upon misusing Mind Over Matter. Use Mind Over Matter in a controlled environment away from sharp objects and television. Some users of Mind Over Matter complain that sensation experience themselves shadows lurking in the periphery. If you become a shadow behind the scenes of your own memories, come into close contact with or find yourself coming in a religious superlative, or witness the death of the universe, this can use Mind Over Matter immediately and avoid sleep for at least 36 hours. Mind Over Matter cannot be space-time, but studies have shown that ability to rearrange neutrino star structures from billions of miles away should only be performed under close adult supervision. Do not reverse mental state any farther back than before 1 year of age. Study of shown using Mind Over Matter to recall prenatal thoughts has led to heart attacks, stroke, and brain death. Mind Over Matter is fun for the whole family and the multitude of accidental horrors and line weight for you and your children. A legal drug or product.
I'm going to be a crypto journalist.
Listen, I'm really thinking Bitcoin is an old dinosaur that's crippled and ready to die any moment now. That's
it's a crippled currency.
I feel like there's so many new technology, new versions of Bitcoin that's make it look like shit.
Oh, no.
Like a crippled old nothing, like a MySpace.
Walmart is going to stop accepting Bitcoin before long.
I'd stop accepting it. Except for that's our only choice.
That's our income right now. No, it's cool though.
Keep investing and use whatever site you see on Chronicle from day to day.
Our sponsors are the smartest and richest source of dude. So I'm building a new server on. I already bought the server like 2 years in advance, so we're gonna run it on all the best. State of the art, the fastest and most efficient.
Wait, but if it's 2 years ago, isn't that mean it sucks?
No, I got it 2 years in advance. Like we have already bought the server.
Oh.
For the next 2 years, we have one.
You bought it with coins?
I bought it with my regular hard earned fucking sweat dollars.
Why would you do that?
I see it as an investment because we're.
Why are you investing behind my back? Give me pardon.
That's my money. Like, dude, I'm buying us a new server because we just need an upgrade.
Oh yeah.
I can tell you more about it.
All right.
Off of this, just for security.
Yeah,
reasons.
For business. I mean, that's business. That's not entertainment.
I propose we dissect this deal right in front of them.
That's what you're getting. You're fired. You're fired.
Roseanne on Joe Rogan tomorrow. This is going out tonight so that people have a chance to hear this and then they can go and hear her screech and holler on Joey Rogues.
She's just going to copy everything off of one of our paranoid stories that she should be laughing at if she had a sense of humor, which apparently she doesn't.
That's the thing, is I just wish that there was more humor in it because she's a funny person.
Yeah. How does it feel to have your joke misunderstood and understood as a true scary story?
Yeah.
By someone who's great in comedy.
Yeah, isn't that fucking... It's supposed to be the other way around. We're supposed to be the shitbags that go and misinterpret and misconstrue what the celebrities are doing.
Right.
It's
the whole world's upside down, I tell you.
And goddamn, baby. Ain't that America? The Internet Chronicle is setting you motherfuckers straight right now at Hate Radio. Radio Hate, I'm Hate Sec. This has been Kilgore. You want to tell them to go fuck themselves? You afraid right now? Tell them to go fuck themselves, Bill.
Yeah, okay, go fuck yourselves.
You fucking animals. Dude, you can't quote the president and say animals now because it's ugly. It has now just calling somebody animals has this racial like thing that I've never intended, but now it's changed, right? Can we call them animals still?
I think you can call them animals, but just as long as it's not racist.
Your dogs. Your fucking filthy dogs. Dog shit motherfuckers listening to this show.
That's even worse. All right. You've gone, that's even worse than animals.
I've taken it too far.